It's the Dirty Hands. You have stumbled into the Alaska Music Spotlight every Friday at 5:30 on KNBA. This is Lauren Dixon playing music coming from Girdwood and the Girdwood CD. We've got guests in studio from the Dirty Hands today. Introduce yourself, guys, and tell us hello.
Hey, I'm David Lehue.
I'm Chris Lassane.
And they are Dirty Hands together making for a final appearance here on a summer of great music, a final live appearance in studio, and a final show this Saturday at Van's Dive Bar, but kind of a final just in this season, right, Chris?
Yes, that's right.
So it's really not the band just saying, okay, that's it, we're done, we're goodbye, but this is a final iteration of the all the Dirty Hands together.
It'll be the last, one of the last shows we're playing as a full-time Alaskan band. We've been here for 5 years, but the band has been, and a couple of the fellas, Sean and Andrew, have been here long enough, I guess, to have Alaska have fulfilled those important things in our lives that that it helps us achieve and learn, and gonna go back to the southeastern United States to be nearer to family and be a part of their lives and kind of do that, you know, and so it's all a growing process. And
stepping in and out of Alaska, but the Dirty Hands are staying. It's not like the Dirty Hands are going to disappear. There's more new music that we'll be sharing in just a bit from the Dirty Hands. It's in progress, making some music. But what's the going on this Saturday?
This Saturday we're going to be at Van's Dive Bar. We got two more public shows, and we just want everyone to come out and celebrate with us. We've had a great summer, and we want to Just have a good time with all our friends and fans and family.
You know, I like this time of year because, I mean, look outside right now. It just kind of has that look like you want to get out but stay close by. It's the time of year where we're starting to reel it back in. We know winter's on the way, so a good show at a local venue is going to be just perfect for the weekend, especially since Saturday will probably be slightly rainier than today or Sunday. So everybody's going to say, well, perfect. We'll go out to the show Saturday night. We'll go hiking on Sunday. Make it an Alaskan weekend.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
Dirty Hands are here in studio. Their CD has been spinning on the radio for a good solid year now. And I was looking up online, tried to get a couple of quick bits of information, and I glance over and see Dirty Hands. The tradition dates back to Machiavelli through its present currency and is largely owed to the American political theorist. And I'm like thinking, wait a minute. Can't be the right Dirty Hands.
Oh, it's the right one.
But indeed, there are many ways you could view the Dirty Hands.
Well, there's no blood on our hands, but there's certainly some mud, as you said a moment ago.
Yeah, the description right below it says, the Dirty Hands, mud, Girdwood. And I go, okay, that's the right link to click on.
There you go.
So when you describe the Dirty Hands sound, you're talking about you're talking about a lot of activity because you guys have a bit of jazz, a bit of free form, a bit of jam band, if you will. Mm-hmm. And that's not something that you normally hear. What are we going to hear on the new project from the Dirty Hands? Is it going to continue that free form tradition, or is it tightening up to a different sound?
The freedom and improvisation, we like to do that in the live setting. However, the new album is much more tightly composed, and so there are a lot of passages that are pretty intricate and you know, dainty almost, but then followed very quickly by very aggressive punches, I think we really were working with texture and timbre on this album, and James Glaives as the engineer and helped produce it with us, and he just did a phenomenal job, like trying to get some really interesting textures, and so there's a lot of space in the album, and all the songs are much more elegant and eloquent than than I think some of the material on the first record. So we're really excited to share some of that with everybody.
We brought along a little bit of a sampler, a little bit of a medley mm-hmm. of material that's being worked on. So none of this is final, just demo material. So let's share a little bit of sounds from the makings of a new album by Dirty Hands here on KMBA. Some of the medley of sounds that are being produced for the new CD from Dirty Hands. Very, very cool sounds. I mean, these are kind of big sounds, too. Now, James Glaives helped do some mixing and producing. Were these sounds recorded right here in Anchorage?
They were. In fact, we did it in the basement of the Experience Theater building right there that used to be the post office for, I guess, those that used to live in Anchorage when it was. David, you knew about that?
Yeah, my father actually used to work there. He's a current employee of the post office, but he worked there.
We're talking the old post office mall. Of
course. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's empty now, and we were in with the guy Ryan over at the Experience Theater through JW and Blackwater and all of those guys. We were rehearsing there, and then we got access to that space, and when you clap, it echoes for about 3 seconds. And so we took James down there, and he was like, his eyes lit up, and he was like, yeah, I want to record here.
No
and
kidding.
And he's kind of an audiophile. So there's a lot of really colorful natural reverb that is totally unique, and I don't know if a band will ever record in there in the state that it was in at that point, because now it's the out north just recently. So, it's a unique album, and that reverb I don't think will ever be
caught again. Well, you used the word mature as a maturing sound. It does sound like an adult sound, but I think that's only because of the style of music. Sounds like, oh, that's grown up stuff.
It's not jazz, right?
Yeah, a little bit of jazz, but it's a wonderful sound, and I can't wait to hear how it evolves with other songs on your CD and other ways of presenting your live shows that mix in with that same sound.
Absolutely.
That's going to be a little on the tricky side, because that's a cool sound that we just heard.
There's a lot of overdubbing. 16,000 didgeridoos.
That's what it feels like, as
Dewey Cox said it.
Let's head back about a year and go to the CD Girdwood from the Dirty Hands, the debut studio recording from the band, and we've got Pent Up all queued up and ready to go. We'll hear some live conversation continuing inside the show. This is music from the Dirty Hands. from the Dirty Hands. You're listening to the Alaska Music Spotlight. Coming up at 6 o'clock is the World Cafe. It is followed by Classic Soul at 8, and DJ Reggie Ward takes over at 10 o'clock with the Friday Night Mix. And you want to talk local music? DJ Reggie Ward, he's always got the local, the best, really, local hip-hop in Anchorage. It's right there on Reggie's show. That's coming up tonight. We have the Dirty Hands, who've got their own style of music. It's a unique style of music, not necessarily made for radio. And what do you mean by that? And that's a good thing, evidently, because they're smiling.
That's great.
You're not just taking a traditional hook and chorus approach to music. You're incorporating some instrumentation that's not really heard on radio hits today. How does that affect your creative level? Is it an influence you to do more with less?
I think that there's something a friend of mine, a phrase he used called pop sensibility. And I think when Dirty Hands started, we were listening to a lot of Captain Beefheart and Ornette Coleman and really hard avant-garde stuff. And we wanted to break every rule. But at a certain point, if you can't have a listener attached to the music, then they can't attach to it. So I think we've slowly been dialing it back toward a more pop sensible thing to where people can attach to it more easily, but then once they're in, then we can take them on a journey, so somewhere that maybe a pop song wouldn't go to. So you have to have that comfort level of a pop sensibility to, so people can latch onto it. Yeah. But then once they're on board, then you can have them explore that other area that's the more avant-garde.
A band like the Dirty Hands, a band like the Sugar Strings, they've allowed Anchorage audiences to get a little bit of something fresh and unique.
Absolutely.
And not just attach themselves to the hook and chorus style of what you're hearing on the radio. So you guys have done a great job expanding our listening choices. And we've got more to offer here. Let's just slide on into a little bit more of this medley of material that's going to be found on the new CD by the Dirty Hands. It's new music being featured here on KNBA. Some of the ringing sounds of the new project from the Dirty Hands. I just can't get over how nice that sounds, and what a good job James does making people shine. But you know, it's your instrumentation, it's your music that's shining there.
It's wonderful to work with James Glaives. He's an awesome mixer and producer, and he just makes everything fun. And highly recommend him if you're a musician out there and want to get your project recorded.
It's been about 10 years now of local musicians really sticking close to home, staying home, and creating new projects that has developed our music scene to where it's at today, to a point where people can be a little bit more experimentational, if that's a word, with their with their tunes, and not just stick to the tried and true bar tunes that keep you on stages in bars. And now the producers are joining in the mix and making people even better. So thank you for a long period of supporting this scene. The final show of the Dirty Hands is Saturday night at Van's Dive Bar. You guys are really starting something new there as well. So well done. What are we going to expect to hear at the show? What kind of fun and frivolity will be happening on Saturday?
Well, I think we're going to be lucky enough to have a few of our common guests. Buddy of ours, Green Bean Ryan, is going to be joining us. He's a St. Louis guy from that lives in Talkeetna, and he's a phenomenal saxophone, harmonica, I mean, he plays everything. And Logan Bean from the Sugar Strings, Cat Moore from the Sugar Strings. John Hollis will be joining us. We've also got a couple. We do have a couple more gigs. This is our last Saturday. Is our last gig in Anchorage as a public performance at Vans this Saturday. But then also on Wednesday, the 27th, we're playing at Chair 5 in Girdwood. And then Thursday, the 28th, we're having at Marty Severin's studio, 2200. We're gonna, like a sit-down house show kind of thing. And that is, I guess, semi-private? I don't know. I mean, you can come. It's a small place. So
I should also add that on Saturday at Van's Dive Bar, the Jeffries will be opening up for us starting at 9. And we really love their music, and it's an honor to have them play with us that night as well.
Indeed. Always good to hear them taking the stage, and we can't wait to see what they might be able to put together with a really good studio session.
Absolutely.
So we'll encourage them.
I think they are looking at getting in the studio, I heard, this fall. I hope that happens, and I hope so. And then our last gig, our actual last gig, is on Sunday the 1st at Fish Motors. Gary Fisher is a good friend of ours, has an awesome auto shop down on Dowling, so if you... And that's a potluck kind of semi-private thing, too. So,
but that's what kind of, if you're driving by, you'll notice it.
Yeah.
You'll say, I figure I'll swing in and crash this party.
And guess his mechanic shop is great. He always does a really good job. He's the official Dirty Hands mechanic, and that's the truth. We wouldn't have that van, that Blue Moose, if it weren't for Gary Fisher. So,
thank you, Gary.
He's an asset to the band.
And thanks, sure. Guys, for coming in. You want to pick a last track for us to share from the official The Dirty Hands CD called Girdwood, for released back in 2016. If you want to tell me what track you guys want to select as a final going away on the radio, and maybe a little short story as to why or how that song impacts you.
I think we're going to play Peace in the Valley. It's all of our favorite. We think it turned out the best. And it's one that we wanted to save for the album. We really don't play that one out too often because it is sort of almost like a slow lullaby. And if we do play it out and about, we usually play it at the end of the night. So that one's really special to us. So
that sounds about right.
And it also features Cat Moore. And then it's Sean Patrick, the other songwriter in the band, and bassist, mainly just a bassist. Sorry, Sean. He's a phenomenal songwriter, and he wrote that tune. And Eli Whitney is featured on the saxophone, and John Bubon, who's currently living down in New Orleans, he's featured on that first album as well. And David Lehue playing the Hammond on that particular song. And Andrew Sadin playing drums, and
Chris plays bass on that one, actually, which is kind of funny.
There's big jokes about bassists in the band, you know.
Well, we'll miss you guys at Salmon Fest.
Yeah. Oh, we might be back for
might
that.
Might be back to crew maybe. Up the stages again for
Jim,
one last time.
Jim had really, he complimented me directly at the end of the,
and you thought,
the show.
Okay, one more
and
time.
And so... Well, you know, we still intend to come back. We're going to come back.
KMBA program.
Is that all right?
Oh yeah, everything's good to go.
We're going to come back next spring and do the official album release. So this will be our last gig on the 1st, and then we're going to take the winter off with the guys who are moving down to Tennessee and to North Carolina, and then but we're going to still try to come back once or twice a year, kind of. It's not kind of the way the Photons or Animalize or some of these other bands do. And we're looking at it as a great opportunity to spread our wings a little bit and hopefully start doing tours down in the lower 48, whether it be the Southeast or the Northwest or wherever. But we've all been kind of itching to get out of here a little bit. And so,
well, good thing. That's what you should do. You should expand a little bit, especially with the crew that's coming up behind you now. This town is starting to produce a whole lot of great, fun music, and it's thanks in part to the solid performances you guys give over the last several years. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you
Lauren.
For having us, Lauren. Yeah.
Peace in the Valley from The Dirty Hands on 90.3 KNBA. Thank you.
valley. Peace anywhere I go. I know crows up above. Oh, I know flowers down below. Now I've been opening all the windows and closing them. The train coming fast, it never stops, it never stops for no one. When it's breaking clothes, when I break your brittle bones,
guide of all the great shows on KMBA, go online to kmba.org. Thank you for your membership support of 90.3 KMBA. Music matters.